What is the main problem addressed by the proposed method in the paper?
The main problem addressed by the proposed method in the paper is the curse of diversity phenomenon in ensemble-based exploration. This phenomenon refers to the significant underperformance of individual ensemble members compared to their single-agent counterparts due to the challenges of off-policy learning in a diverse ensemble. The paper introduces a novel method named CROSS, Ensemble Representation Learning, CERL, to mitigate this curse of diversity. CERL focuses on improving representation learning within the ensemble by having individual members learn each other's value functions as an auxiliary task. By doing so, CERL aims to reduce the negative effects of off-policy learning challenges posed by ensemble diversity, ultimately enhancing the performance of individual ensemble members and the aggregate policy. The proposed method addresses the fundamental issue of performance degradation in ensemble-based exploration caused by the curse of diversity, offering a solution to improve the effectiveness of ensemble learning algorithms.
How does the cross-ensemble representation learning, CERL method, mitigate the curse of diversity? Provide a step-by-step explanation of the method.
The cross-ensemble representation learning, CERL method, mitigates the curse of diversity through a novel approach that leverages representation learning without the need to share network layers across ensemble members. Here is a step-by-step explanation of how CERL achieves this. 1. Conceptual split. In CERL, each Q-value network is conceptually split into an encoder F and a head G. This split allows for the separation of learning the value functions of different ensemble members. 2. Auxiliary task. CERL introduces an auxiliary task where each ensemble member's Q-value network encoder learns the value functions of all ensemble members. This is achieved by having each ensemble member I possess and Q-value heads where Q underscore I caret J S A equals G underscore I caret J F underscore I S A underscore J equals 1 caret. 3. Main head and auxiliary heads. The main head Q underscore I caret I S A for each ensemble member I defines its own value function estimation. The auxiliary heads Q underscore I caret J S A, where J nec I, are used to learn the value function of other ensemble members as auxiliary tasks. 4. Parallel updates. For each transition S A R S, CERL performs TD updates for all N times N heads in parallel. This parallel update process ensures that each ensemble member's Q value network encoder learns from the value functions of all other ensemble members. 5. Efficiency and implementation. CERL is computationally efficient and easy to implement. In experiments, duplicating the last linear layers of the networks as auxiliary heads suffices. This implementation increases the number of parameters by a small percentage and has minimal impact on computational resources. 6. Representation learning effect. By forcing the Q-value network encoders to learn the value functions of all ensemble members, CERL improves representations. This leads to more efficient off-policy learning by enhancing the ability of Q-value networks to generalize to state action pairs that are under-represented in the data. 7. Preservation of diversity. Importantly, CERL achieves representation learning effects similar to network sharing without actually sharing network layers. This preserves the diversity of the ensemble, ensuring that the benefits of using an ensemble are maintained while mitigating the curse of diversity. In summary, CERL addresses the curse of diversity by introducing an auxiliary task that enhances representation learning within the ensemble, allowing individual ensemble members to learn from each other's value functions without compromising the diversity of the ensemble.
What are the theoretical benefits of using ensemble-based exploration, according to the paper?
The theoretical benefits of using ensemble-based exploration, according to the paper, include the ability to enable concurrent exploration with multiple distinct policies without the need for additional samples during training. Additionally, at test time, the learned policies can be aggregated into a robust ensemble policy using methods such as majority voting or averaging. This approach is believed to provide advantages in terms of exploration and exploitation in deep reinforcement learning tasks. However, The paper argues that ensemble-based exploration can have a potentially negative aspect that has been overlooked, which is the curse of diversity. This phenomenon refers to the performance degradation of individual ensemble members due to the challenges of learning from highly off-policy data generated by other ensemble members. The paper highlights the importance of understanding and mitigating this curse of diversity to fully harness the benefits of ensemble-based exploration.
How is the performance of individual ensemble members compared to their single-agent counterparts in the experiments?
The performance of individual ensemble members compared to their single-agent counterparts in the experiments shows that individual ensemble members significantly underperform their single-agent counterparts in many environments. For example, in the Bootstrap DQN algorithm, the individual ensemble members Bootstrapped DQN Indiv exhibit a clear underperformance relative to their single-agent counterparts, Double DQN, across 55 Atari games and 4 Mujoco tasks. This underperformance is observed in the majority of Atari games, and 3 out of the 4 Mujoco tasks, indicating a universal phenomenon. However, it is noted that aggregating the learned policies at test time can sometimes provide a substantial performance boost and even fully compensate for the performance loss in individual policies, such as in the case of the Walker 2D environment. This phenomenon highlights the curse of diversity, where the challenging off-policy learning posed by a diverse ensemble leads to performance degradation in individual ensemble members.
What are the implications of the observed performance degradation in ensemble-based exploration, according to the paper?
The implications of the observed performance degradation in ensemble-based exploration, as outlined in the paper, are significant. The study reveals that individual members within a data-sharing ensemble can significantly underperform compared to their single-agent counterparts. This finding challenges previous claims that the enhanced performance of ensemble methods is primarily due to improved exploration. The results suggest that the benefits of ensemble methods, such as Bootstrapped DQN, often stem more from policy aggregation rather than exploration. This raises concerns for future applications of ensemble-based exploration, especially in scenarios where individual agent performance is crucial, like hyperparameter sweeps with ensembles. Additionally, the study highlights the need for better ensemble algorithms that can mitigate the observed performance degradation while still leveraging the advantages of using an ensemble.
What are the experimental details and setup used in validating the proposed method CERL in the paper?
The experimental details and setup used in validating the proposed method CERL in the paper involve testing CERL on Bootstrap DQN in 55 Atari games and on Ensemble SAC in 4 Mujoco tasks. The comparison includes Bootstrap DQN and Ensemble SAC without CERL, as well as the single-agent Double DQN and SAC. The experiments aim to determine if CERL can mitigate the curse of diversity, which is the performance gap between individual ensemble members and their single-agent counterparts, and if the improvements in individual ensemble members translate into a better aggregate policy. The results show that CERL consistently mitigates the curse of diversity across the tested environments. For example, applying CERL to Ensemble SAC in Humanoid with a 0:2M-sized replay buffer reduces the performance gap between SAC and Ensemble SAC Indiv from roughly 3,000 to around 500. Additionally, the improvements in individual policies due to CERL translate into enhancements in aggregate policies, enabling CERL to achieve the best performance with policy aggregation in both domains. The experiments also include additional results, such as ensemble size ablations and an alternative design of CERL, which can be found in the appendix of the paper.